Start. We will start with a rehab assignment tomorrow for T.O. in Chesapeake. So he'll be there tomorrow. And then from there, I think he's going to Norfolk after that. So just be one day there. We have Samuel Basayo, x-rays negative, so we're good there. In that situation right there, he got hit in the throwing hand. Wanted him to throw a couple balls just to make sure that they didn't run right there. Obviously, he didn't feel good. We pulled him. Feel like it was the right thing to do for the kid. Probably sit tomorrow to give him one more day plus the off day. Then we'll have him back in there most likely that first game against Pittsburgh. And then the last one was Dean Kramer. So Dean, MRI came back. Nothing glaring by any means. What we're most likely going to do is skip his next start. We're going to try to. He's going to play catch tomorrow, then probably the day after the off day. If he plays catch and it goes well, then we will keep him active, skip his next start, and then kind of keep him going for the one following that. If he plays catch tomorrow, or I think it's Tuesday or off after the off day, and there's an issue with the throwing, then we'll probably IL him at that point.
How do you describe the emotions of going from one batter away from being no hit to a walk-off win like that?
Yeah, that's wild. I don't know if I've ever seen anything like that with how that thing was going. I mean, Yamamoto is so good. You know, I think pitch 101 was 98. We looked up on the board. The split was filthy. The curveball, the whole thing, the cutter, the whole thing that he had was no hit type stuff tonight. You know, credit to our guys. You know, even in that situation right there in a packed house on such a big night, you know, I feel like the guys, they stayed positive in the dugout. They stayed loose. They stayed energetic. And fortunately, I think some of Cal's magic resonated and affected us there in the ninth inning.
I mean, when Jackson hits that home run, obviously it gives you guys life. But, I mean, were you imagining a comeback, or was there some relief that you guys weren't going to go no-hit?
Well, you got Gunner sitting on deck after the home run. I think you feel pretty good that if we get one more guy on base, it's going to get really interesting, and it did. The Jeremiah Jackson kid, I mean, he keeps on plugging away, man. I mean, that's a big at-bat right there against Trinan. Hits a double right there, puts a lot of pressure on him. You know, here comes Gunn. Gunn's a threat, even though he might not be swinging the bat the last couple of days that he would like. It's still Gunnar Henderson. You can't make a mistake, so they got to be careful. And you know, you're careful with him, and then you get some more traffic. The momentum builds. Momentum's a real thing, and off that thing goes.
Yep.
I don't know if confident's the right word. I think positive and optimistic. I mean, it's hard to be confident against a guy throwing, you know, 98 in the pitch 101. I mean, that guy's really good. I think we all see why the Dodgers gave him the contract that they gave him, right? After never pitching in Major League Baseball. So he was electric tonight. Confident, probably not the right word, but optimistic, resilient, probably the right words to use right there for our group. And, you know, being resilient and being optimistic, I think every once in a while pays off.
Tony, you know, took until August to get your guys' first walk-off win. I know there's some circumstance that goes into that. Is there something happening with the club lately, or some quality that you've seen in them that makes this part of the season a little different than what was going on in these close games earlier in the season?
You got a lot of guys who are getting their first opportunities in the big leagues, and they're fighting for their careers right now. And I think when you get that, it does create a little bit of a different vibe. Obviously, we traded away half the team or close to it. You know, and then plus we're missing some guys for injury. So there's a lot of guys getting opportunity right now. They're competing. You know, they're doing great. We've had some good fortune. You know, I think it's fair to say that first part of the year, you know, we had a lot of bad fortune when we weren't winning games. You know, and here we are. We're getting some of that good fortune back and able to make the most of it.
Thank you. Okay.